was.
Thanks for having us on tonight. Really appreciate that.
My pleasure. I love having you guys having on my Telling Tales with Ms. G show. We're having a good time. And Audrey has something she wants to tell us.
I absolutely do. I have some very exciting news. This Friday at Perseverance Theater, we have an open mic slash grand or slam with Wishkanadae. And hopefully everyone will also be excited to go.
And yeah. What time does that start?
It starts at 7 p.m. Sign-ups for the show are at 6:30 if you'd like to participate.
Right. We may have a new musician or returning musician this Friday, too, with Jacob Picard is out of town, but talk to Guy Unsicker. And I think Guy's on board for coming and playing for the open mic and between the sets and such. So that'll be fun to have Guy back in the mix.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And what can you do on the open mic?
You can do absolutely anything you'd like to do, as long as it's within 5 minutes. So
there you
share
go.
Your talents.
If I wanted to buy a T-shirt while I was there.
You could do that. We have those available. Also, we have an exciting thing going on. If you share the event on Facebook, you get an entry or a point.
A point.
Right.
And every point gets you an entry to win a Wishkanadae fan pack.
And you get 4 points, and then you get a pint, and then you get 5 pints, and you get a barrel, and then you get five barrels.
Don't listen to this stranger person.
Or was it a donkey?
It's a donkey.
It's a donkey.
Yeah, it's a donkey.
Yeah, this is when he's under that persona. Yes. So it's Friday the 20th at Perseverance Theater, which is in Douglas on 3rd Street. Can't miss it. If you've hit the post office, you've gone too far.
Too far, yep.
Don't hit the post office.
Don't.
6:30 is sign up. 7 is open mic. 7:30 is the slam. Audrey's one of the hosts with Austin. It says Austin DJ Durego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know DJ was Austin. I thought you were combining people.
Right.
All ages and all abilities. And it's a pay-as-you-can.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. So
very awesome. And so it's Wishkanadae. And because it's Perseverance, you can bring snacks.
No
Don't
snacks.
Spill anything.
Snaps, not snacks.
Yes, snacks. Snacks. coffee. Maybe. In a closed cup. don't piss Laura off. Okay, so there you have it. That's what's going on Friday, this Friday. And we also have some poetry going on here in this studio. And so we're going to take a little musical break, and we're going to come back with some awesome poetry, right?
Heck yes.
Okay, everybody agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Okay. We'll be right back here at Telling Tales with Ms. G, 104.3 KTOO in Juneau. And we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have some poets in the studio with me. And first up is Mr. Bill Mark from Wishkanadae. And he wants to read us a poem by Sam Hamill, the with late, great Sam Hamill.
Yeah, Sam Hamill just passed away here the other day. One of the founders of Copper Canyon Press back in the day. Strong poetic voice, great translator, great cheerleader for poetry all around the country, especially in the Northwest. He was from the state of Washington. So I'd like to read a poem called To Live and Die in Portland. Again, this is by Sam Hamill. I could tell you how my whole life began at 60 miles an hour on the highway rolling into Portland. I could say I tasted the black kisses of diesel stacks all the way from Seattle. I could describe the paunchy woman sobbing in her wine alone at the bar in a Portland neighborhood tavern where everyone memorized her sorrows long before the rain began in the dark streets of November. And she could tell you how her husband, who has gone away, once farted in his sleep or gulped a belch at the breakfast table. And I could say how, drunk, I shivered all night on a cold linoleum floor, hugging a borrowed blanket. And I could tell you it ended in Portland, in a dawn without sun, on a day without warmth, whining a highway home. But it began a long while back, in the memory of mesquite and sand. It began with circling winds. It began with the telling of stories. And good ones lope in circles, and like circles, have no end. Sam Hamill.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's pretty good at this thing.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, so we're going to take a little musical break, and we're going to come back with Mike Christensen. He's got a new one for us, and it's good. No pressure. Be right back here at Tell and Tales with Ms. G and KTO 104.3. And we're back. I said a brief one. I meant it. This... I always mean it. Now, this is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales. And we have a new one from Mr. Mike Christensen. It's called If.
If I was the wind and you were the rain. No, wait. If you were the wind and I was the moon. No, I mean, if you were the sun and I was the stars, but... The sun is a star, so technically you'd be a subset of me, which isn't what we're going for here. If I was a sculpture, but then again, no. If I was a rich man, yabba-dabba-dabba-doo. If I were the king of the world, I'd probably get a lot of complaints. If I were you and you were me and he was a she and we were all together, I see no way that would end well. If I were a switchblade and you were a lollipop, an ice cream truck, an infinitely looped commercial, an off-duty taxi, a stash of mismatched socks, a ditch full of daffodils, a head wound, a nude porcelain angel on a bric-a-brac shelf, an army of miniature dragons, a bread crumb, the moonlight flooding through my veins, the seven of spades, a weed whip, curtains, the drum of an old washing machine.
I like that.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Okay. So after that wonderful new introduction by Mr. Mike Christensen, we're going to get some music going for Audrey to get warmed up and ready to give us one of her originals. So one second. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
were back. We were so busy jamming, we forgot to come back. No, I'm kidding. This is next is Audrey Culler from Wishkin ID. And what you got for us, Audrey?
This next poem is titled Winter Thaw. And I wrote this on a particularly windy evening. And I guess I'm just very excited about this no snow in the forecast. We can all celebrate that together. Right. All right. Winter thaw. With all of the dancing and the hot air, you'd almost believe it was summertime. But it is winter. The wind has been sweeping our spirits indoors. We are together in a handmade haven, making light of the harrowing cold. Blue whale fists. There is no need for candlelight here. We have already our voices, our music, the clinking of glasses.
That was nice. I like that. I like to go home and do that now. But we'll stay. No, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have up next a special guest star in the studio. No, I'm kidding. Sorta. I found some Nikki Giovanni and recorded, and I wanted to play a little bit of her. So I'm going to swing right into that because I don't want us to lose time because I know you guys have more poems.
Right? We do.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
You do know that.
You guys are just messing with me. Okay. So here we go. A little Nikki. Hope you enjoy it. It's called Stardate 1-8628.190.
Brandy to give it sass and just a little cinnamon to give it class. This is not a poem. This is not a poem. This is hot chocolate at the beginning of spring, topped with hand-whipped double cream. A splash of brandy to give it sass and just a little cinnamon to give it class. This is not a poem. This is a summer quilt, log cabin pattern. See that corner piece? That was grandmother's wedding dress. That was grandpapa's favorite Sunday tie. That white strip there is the baby who died. Mama had pneumonia, so the red flannel shows the healing. This does not hang from museum walls, nor will it sell for thousands. This is here to keep me warm. This is not a sonnet, though it will sing. Precious Lord, take my hand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Go down, Moses, way down to the past, way up to the future. It will swell with the voice of Marian Anderson, lilt on the arias of Leontine, dance on the trilling of battle, do the dirty, dirty with Bessie, moan with Dinah Washington, rock and roll through the 60s, rap its way into the 90s, and go on into space with Etta James saying, at last, no. This is not a sonnet, but the truth of the beauty that the only authentic voice of planet Earth comes from the black soil, tilled and mined by the daughters of the diaspora. This is a rocking chair. Rock me gently in the bosom of Abraham. This is a bus seat. No, I'm not going to move today. This is a porch where they sat spitting at fireflies, telling young Alex the story of the African. This is a hook rug to cover a dirt floor. This is an iron pot with leftover vegetables making a slow cooking soup. This is pork simmering chitlins, surprising everybody with our ability to make a way out of no way. This is not rest when we are weary, nor comfort when we are sad. It is laughter when we are in pain. It is never mind when we are confused. It is keep climbing, child, when the road takes the unfair turn. It is don't let nobody turn you round when our way is dark. It is the faith of our mothers who plaited our hair, put Vaseline on our faces, polished our rundown shoes, patched our dresses, wore sweaters so that we could wear coats, who welcomed us and our children when we were left alone to rear them, who said, get your education and nobody can put you back. This is not a poem, no. It is a celebration of the road we have traveled. It is a prayer for the roads yet to come. This is an explosion, the original Big Bang that makes the world a hopeful, loving place. This is the black woman. In all our trouble and glory, in all our past history and future forbearance, in all that ever made love a possibility, this is about us. Bleached and natural, braided and straightened hair, made up or beaten up faces, tall, short, stately bent, CC riders, junkies, whores, wives, mothers, grandmothers, aunts, working in the home or outside, working in the system or outside, working, praying, working to survive, giving pride, giving succor, giving voice, giving encouragement, giving whatever we can give. This is a flag that we placed over Peter Salem and Peter Poor, the 54th Regiment from Massachusetts, all the men and women lynched in the name of rape, Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. This is a banner we fly for respect, dignity, the assumption of integrity, for a future generation to rally around. This is about us, celebrating ourselves, and a well-deserved honor it is. Light the candles. This is a rocket. Let's ride.
And that was Miss Nikki Giovanni giving us Stardate. This is Telling Tales with Miss G, and we'll be right back with more. And Woosh Kanadi. This is Telling Tales of Ms. G, and my guests, the Woosh Canadier. I want to say players, but they're poets.
Both.
We play. Yeah.
We play.
We play with words.
Yes. In fact, Bill's going to do just that. Bill, you have something wonderful for Mr. William O'Day for us.
I do. Mr. William O'Daly was also a co-founder of the Copper Canyon Press, and he's a good friend and also a fantastic translator of Pablo Neruda. If you've picked up a translation of Neruda, the odds are pretty good that Mr. O'Daly did the work.
Wow.
Pretty fantastic. This is a poem from his book Waterways, which was released in 2017, and it's called The New Gods. My life and the sound of the eastern sea improvise in lines, cast an empty net over exhaustion and sleep. I obey the resonant gravity, the cadences of the past that erupt in humanity. I compose the maple tree, carve the stone head in the air, and strain to see what neighbors see while we parse the broken treaty. The heart's shadow scatters its seed over the snow, crosses the crevasse, and descends like the whale seeking its mythic name. I have come here to greet this sea that does not recognize me. To seek beside her relentless love a metaphor for being nothing other than what I am. With my green pen, I scatter petals of blood that aren't the color of blood or the shape of a petal. I draw lips that kiss other lips, or the forsaken, or the air. What is it the new gods seek? Destruction or children? Combustion or love? The mirror denies everything, possessed of the faith that is not faith. It's said the dream is true. Like amber, it will keep you whole while you leap in, when you die out. William O'Daly.
That was very lovely. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I like that. So I'd like to keep going without our usual musical interlude because I don't want to run out of time. And our next author is Miss Audrey Collette.
Oh, again.
Again.
It's me.
Yay.
Still.
Yay.
Well, we missed you.
Long journey. So this next poem is titled Wednesday. I wrote this sort of realizing that I've been more able to be present in the moment, which has been very lovely. So I just felt so young, and it was heaven. I was dancing to music in the kitchen. I'd won too many beers on a Wednesday. I was lace. I was red velvet cake. I was golden rosé satin bottle of champagne, and I didn't need anything else. Only our hands tracing shapes over themselves. Only the snow leaving soft kisses outside the window. Only the light shade of pink the frost left on the tip of my nose.
Very lovely. I felt that young.
It's nice.
It is nice. And Mr. MC.
Literally.
Literally.
The Serendipity Underfoot Manifesto, Part 1. Mm-hmm. The original purpose of time was so that everything wouldn't happen at once. It was successful in its mission initially. The people who live kitty corner from me have a dog named Katie, or Satan, I can't tell which. My hearing wasn't that good to begin with and hasn't gotten any better over time, which we will imply later in this poem may not exist. Now, of course, everything happens simultaneously, and everyone knows instantaneously from your first kiss to your last breath etched in electrons somewhere for all eternity, every scrap of info in the sphere going in one ear and coming out nowhere, every drop of paint splattered by every tortured artist, saint in the million-day history of art. Every grid of dots flashed on every passing screen, misheard quotes, anecdotes, toy boats, things found on the sidewalk. We seem to have wandered a bit from the signpost at the top for what is a title but a brief preview of the terrain that lays ahead. Wasn't this supposed to be some kind of a manifesto? The universe doesn't know and couldn't care less. It lacks a limbic system. Or it contains all of the limbic systems and they all cancel one another out. We're all down here doing our best, and it's not making a dent in the course of events, not a scratch. And suddenly nature shows up and starts dropping signs and portents and unlikely coincidences, frankly unbelievable synchronicities like she's been in on the joke the whole time. Like being stalked by a flock of robins only to be waylaid the next day by a bay from the hood, a merry maid up to no good who will ruffle your feathers and migrate away in the morning. Time has fallen down on the job. It may have been drinking. But you're wandering down streets of a city you've never seen before, and on the sidewalk find a tiny tarot of the zero, the card of innocent bewilderment. And you pick it up just like it picked you, and the both of you are together forever in that moment, walking off cliffs, starting new adventures that will probably end in disaster, but that's then and this is now. And isn't it freeing, the feeling of breaking gravity's unyielding handshake with nothing but hope and the willingness to take that one extra step beyond where the path seems to end?
Nice. Can't wait for part 2. I like it. So, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And we want to tell you one more time about the open mic and poetry slam that's coming up. And then I actually have a poem I want to read. So, Miss Audrey,
yes.
Take it away.
this Friday at Perseverance Theater at 7 p.m. We are going to have an event with Wishkanadai, open mic and slam. The open mic portion is exactly what it is. It's open mic. You can share whatever you want to share, say whatever you want to say, dance whatever you want to dance if need be. And signups for the slam portion of the evening begin at 6:30. It is pay as you can. So if you want to just show up, then that's great.
Yeah.
By all means.
Sounds good. And we did tell you if you hit the post office, you've gone too far.
It is.
However, that is also a place to park, just so you know.
True.
So, yes, looking forward to the open mic and poetry slam this Friday, the 20th, starting at 7 p.m. Signups at 6:30, so get there early enough to get a good seat. And, yeah,
it
sounds
great.
Like fun. All ages and all abilities. And we got DJ Durego and Audrey Culler.
That's us.
That's awesome. So I found a poem that I wanted to read by Miss Ascentia. It's called Struggle. When a butterfly is ready to emerge from its chrysalis, it chews a tiny hole in one end, forces its stunning new form through the small orifice. Within this struggle of emergence, liquids from deep inside the butterfly's body are passed into the capillaries of its wings, then harden, to ensure the strength and capability required for a butterfly to survive and fly. When denied of this struggle, the butterfly dies. When you are struggling, rest easy in the understanding that you are a warrior dedicated to the ripened rewards of a proper initiation. And that is by Miss Ascentia. I really like that. It's called Struggle. So we're not going to struggle anymore because we're done. And I just want to say, I've had fun. I love having you guys here. Thank you so much to Wishkanadai for coming and joining and surprising me with all kinds of new writings. I love it.
Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. So check them out. Open mic, poetry slam at Perseverance, Friday the 20th. 6:30 sign up, 7 p.m. open mic, and 7:30 is a slam. DJ Durego and Audrey Culler are going to host you. It's all ages, all abilities, and pay as you can. Sounds fantastic. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G. Good night, everybody.
Night.